Cambridge 105 Radio.
If you listen regularly to Cambridge 105 Radio, you know that we have a charity of the month. This month, for April, it's CBM. And Kirsty Smith, who's the CEO of the charity, joins us this morning. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. Happy Easter.
Happy
as well.
Happy Easter to you.
And you're launching an Easter appeal, I think, too.
Yes, we are.
Tell us about it. See the Way, I think, is what it's called.
That's right. See the Way. So CBM transforms the lives of people living with or at risk of disabilities in some of the world's poorest communities. But the See the Way appeal is particularly focusing on sight. Many of the communities where we work, people are needlessly blind, which means that they could have had their blindness prevented in the first place, or they could have it treated. And the See the Way appeal is really about trying to ensure that people who need it receive the treatment, the surgery and the aftercare that will enable them to live much fuller lives.
I know as part of the appeal, you're going to be following a grandmother whose name is Salome, I think.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about her.
So Salome is one of those really key people who plays a child-caring role. We often see that grandparents have this role because the middle generation, the parents, have to go out to the fields. And right, if they don't do that on a daily basis, the family basically doesn't
eat. So the extended family, if you like, is still very much in operation in that part of the world.
Exactly. However, Salome has double cataracts. And what has happened over the last couple of years is that she has gradually got worse and worse in terms of what she can see. She cares for a one-year-old and a four-year-old, and it's now actually becoming quite dangerous to leave her with the children. And their mother, who goes out to the fields every day, is increasingly thinking that she will have to stop working in order to stay home so that she can do the childcare. Unfortunately, Salome comes from one of the families where CBM primarily focuses our work. Very, very poor, living right on the edge. And she would not be able to afford to travel to the capital city where she could have the cataract surgery that would enable her to have perfect sight again.
So is it, I guess there's lots of things at play here. And you mentioned the how poor people are in that area. And this, I think, is Uganda in this case
it's
we're
Rwanda.
Talking about. Rwanda, sorry. But there's also, the facilities are available, but the problem is getting, well, good old-fashioned, getting from A to B.
That's absolutely right. The tragedy is often that we see that there is treatment available. It's just too far away.
Right.
And actually, even being able to afford the bus fare is too much for many of the communities where we're working. So what we're trying to do with the See the Way appeal is to bring the services closer to where people live.
So how do you do that? Do you then bring somebody in on a temporary basis, or are you looking to set up something a little bit more permanent?
Well, what we want to do is strengthen the systems. So we're trying to set up outreach clinics and to train staff who are working at a more primary and secondary level. So those working in primary healthcare centres and in rural hospitals, rather than making people trek to the much bigger hospitals in the capital. Because it's not just that person. If you are almost blind, you have to take somebody with you. And you're then in hospital for 2 or 3 days. So that's 2 or 3 days for two people, plus the travel. It's just unaffordable. So if we can take the services to where people live, they can either walk there, they can get a local bus there, it takes much less time, and it just becomes accessible to them.
And other the instances, there's things like a cataract issue. You know, people will have, you know, cataracts in this country and in others. Are other communities in places like Rwanda more susceptible to that sort of illness for one reason or another? Or is it simply, as you've described, that they can't hop on a bus and get checked out every 6 months or so?
They're certainly not more susceptible to cataracts. That's a worldwide problem. However, here in the UK, you would have it fixed very quickly, very easily. You know, it's a 20-minute operation. And you might wait a few months in the UK. What we do see, though, in places like Rwanda is because people are so short of money, they will often leave medical problems for much, much longer. And that does mean that sometimes they become much more severe. So some of the children that we work with CBM, have cancer of the eye. And that would be treated here in the UK very, very quickly.
Mm.
But unfortunately, in places like Rwanda, they will often leave it for so long that it actually becomes terminal, or to the point where we have to remove the eye of the child. And people who are living in poverty are having to make choices about what they can and can't afford. Do they pay the bus fare to go to the hospital, or do they feed their children?
And things become, I guess, that the problems kind of multiply, don't they? If you don't fix one thing, then actually it leads to another, which leads to another, and so on and so forth. So you then end up with having more than one problem to fix.
That's exactly right. We see a cycle of poverty and disability. So if you are very poor, you are more likely to develop an impairment that leads to a disability. And if you have a disability, it becomes much, much harder for you to go to school or to earn a living, and therefore you become poorer.
Mm. Tell me a little bit more about CBM as an organisation, because the initials, I know you're not called this anymore, but it was once, I think 10 or so years ago, it was the Christian Blind Mission, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which but it's one of these things. I feel like I mention this so often when we have charities coming in. It's like, oh yes, I know who you are. Didn't you used to be? And you must be fed up with people like me bringing that sort of thing up.
No, not at all, because it speaks to our very rich legacy. So Ernst Christoffel, who was a pastor working in Turkey, a German pastor, was aware of how many children were neglected living on the streets because they were blind. And he saw them in a way that other people who were living close to him just didn't see them. He identified them and he brought them together to give them services that they needed. And we've moved a long way since then. We primarily focused on blindness for a very long time because that is such a dynamic problem that you can actually transform somebody's life by giving them back sight when they have been needlessly blind. But we recognised about 15 years ago that actually that was just one part of the problem. And so now CBM is pan-disability. So we're dealing with mental health conditions, hearing impairment, sight impairment, physical disability, and psychosocial problems. Mm. And actually, my heart is breaking about Sri Lanka this morning. I was there just last year.
I was going to ask if you've done some work there then.
So CBM has worked in Sri Lanka in the past, particularly if you remember very long and bloody civil war.
About 25 years worth, wasn't
Indeed.
It? Indeed. I think altogether with the problems, of course, and we thought, you know, we don't know who's behind what we're hearing about in the news today, but generally speaking, we thought that those things were in the past.
Absolutely. And actually, this is the irony. CBM has actually pulled out of Sri Lanka because we considered it to be a very much more developed country than Rwanda, for example, in terms of the problems that we could address. But the psychosocial support that CBM was offering post-civil war and then post-tsunami is obviously something that will now be again required in the wake of this trauma this morning.
So does this mean that you'll be sitting down with your colleagues at some point over the next week and thinking, well, OK, if we have the funds, we'll go back and do some more work again?
What we may do is look at previous partners that we've worked with. However, I do think it's really important. If you've made a decision to exit a country, then you have to actually stick to that decision. You can't be yo-yoing back and forwards. And also, because resources are quite short, we have to really focus on our primary countries, and Rwanda is certainly a key country for us because we recognise just how much impact we can have with the See the Way appeal there.
And you remain a Christian charity, of course. I wonder how that sort of, I don't know, when you go through the employing new people or new people coming on board, it's not necessarily a requirement to have faith, just to have the values, really.
Absolutely. So we have staff, some are Muslim, some are atheist, some are Christian. What everybody who works for CBM must have is a sympathy with the Christian Foundation. And that's actually very easy to have. It teaches us compassion. It teaches us to reach out to the most marginalised. It teaches us to care for other people. So those are values that many, many people share, whether or not they're Christian. We have a very, very strong Christian foundation. But actually, the communities that we work with are those that have the greatest need, regardless of faith.
And See the Way, which is the appeal. Well, if anybody wants to grab a piece of paper or write on the back of the cat, if that's the nearest thing to... Actually, we're not suggesting that. But we'll give you the details in a moment. But in terms of targets, do you have one in what you know we want to do within a period of time to achieve people like Salome, who we're talking about at the start? Is that how many... other Salomes you want to work with?
Absolutely, we do. We have a target of £800,000. We would love to raise more because the beautiful thing about the See the Way appeal is that the British government will match every single pound that we raise with another pound. So a cataract operation costs £24. So that's one eye, one cataract, giving people back sight, and they may have been blind for 10 years, 20 years sometimes. So
that feels a glib thing to say, but it does feel an absolute bargain, really.
Absolutely.
Just
what a bargain.
£24 and Salome or somebody like her gets to see again with all the knock-on benefits from the childcare that you're mentioning at the top of the interview.
But it is for a limited time. So what I've done actually is told my extended family that this year all of their birthdays will be given to them over the next month, because the time period given by the government is very, very tight. And they say you need to raise this money before the 14th of May. So we've got a three-week period left in which we must raise absolutely as much as we possibly can, so that the government will then match whatever we raise.
As a journalist, there's nothing like a deadline to concentrate the mind, really. So there's a specific website, I think.
Yes, there is.
For See the Way. Where do people find that?
www.seetheway.org. And if you follow the website over the next 2 weeks, you will actually see Salome's operation on a day-by-day basis. So you will see her being picked up from her rural house, being transported to the hospital, having the pre-care, having the actual surgery, and then the day after having the bandages removed. And her surgery is scheduled for the 1st of May, so that's 10 days' time.
That's fantastic. What's I'm intrigued now as to what Salome thinks of ostensibly being a social media star.
Well, we have tested it out with her. I think she's quite pleased, actually.
Okay. And the best thing about it all is, the result of your work, she'll be able to see the results as well.
Absolutely. And that will prevent her daughter having to leave her work and to stay home with the children. She will be able to go back to the childcare, to looking after her grandchildren, and to living the full life that she really wants to live.
That's great. Well, Kirsty, thank you very much for coming in to see us this morning. That website, the See the Way, where do we find that again?
www.seetheway.org.
Thanks very much. Kirsty Smith, who's CEO of CBM. Hang around Cambridge 105 Radio if you want to find out a little bit more about CBM. And there's also some of the interviews which we've done already. And you'll find those on the website.